Fast food restaurants have ebbed and flowed out of Juneau for decades, but very few have stuck around for long. Beyond Subway, McDonald's, Domino's, Papa John's, and Papa Murphy's, you won't find any other national chains in the capital city. Sure, there are restaurants like Pelmini's or Crepe Escape downtown where you can get food fast, but that's not what we're talking about. Some residents like Ked Judson, who was grabbing a Subway sandwich during a recent lunch hour, wish they had more options.
Well, you know, Taco Bell, Burger King, or Arby's, or, you know, we see the commercials, but we're always stuck with just the one McDonald's, and there used to be other stuff. So I think there's still room for more.
He's right. Partly. Juneau once had popular chains like Taco Bell, Burger King, and Wendy's, and some even had multiple locations. But they came and went. Several curious Juneau listeners ask KTOO why that is. Any day of the week, you can pull up to McDonald's in Juneau and grab a Big Mac and fries. It's right by the McNugget intersection.
Hello, order when you're ready.
One time, there were two McDonald's in Juneau. The first, which still exists today, opened in 1982 near the airport. When it opened, corporate officials said it sold more hamburgers and fries in its first week than any other store in the company's history. 4 years later, a second McDonald's opened downtown, where Heritage Coffee is now. But that one closed in 2010. There's no Taco Bell in Juneau today, but at one time, there were two. Wendy's, Kentucky Fried Chicken, Taco Time, Burger King, and Baskin Robbins. They all came and went by the mid-90s. Burger King even had a food truck, but that shut down too.
It's interesting when you look historically at Juneau. I mean, we've had a Kentucky Fried Chicken for years that isn't here anymore, and a Taco Time and a Taco Bell. McDonald's is sort of the sole success story, right?
That's Bruce Denton, who opened the Senate building on South Franklin Street downtown in 1982 and still owns it today. Wendy's and Burger King had locations there in the 80s. Denton says the downtown area is tough for restaurants in general, but especially fast food, because you can't put in a drive-thru and there's not enough foot traffic.
They clearly weren't getting enough traffic, you know, particularly in the winter. And you know, you think about the cruise ship passengers, they're, one thing about the cruise is that they're royally fed, right? So there's not a lot of tourists that are scrambling in to eat.
One of the few fast food restaurants in Juneau that has passed the test of time is Subway. Its owner is Assemblymember Wade Bryson. He says owning any business in Juneau is tough, but trying to make money in fast food here is like walking a razor-thin wire.
What do you call a business without profit? You call it closed. And so once a business doesn't cross a profit threshold, it can't continue to operate. It is hands down one of the most challenging locations in the United States to operate a business.
Bryson took over the two existing Subway restaurants in Juneau in 2004, one in the Valley and one downtown. But the downtown location burned down in less than a year. He opened another one in Lemon Creek in 2010, then he opened another one downtown, but closed it in 2020. He says like many businesses in Juneau, fast food restaurants deal with three big issues: inflated prices, lack of housing, and a struggle to find workers. To make a profit, he says he typically needs to charge about 30% more than a Subway sandwich would cost in the lower 48.
The cost of food is just escalating on a literally on a daily basis. And in Alaska, the housing crisis, which led to the employment crisis, which led to the wage crisis, which has now compounded the housing crisis. I mean, it's all just circling.
None of this is new. Even back in 1995, former McDonald's owner and operator Mike White told the Juneau Empire that finding employees in Juneau was tough. Dale Martins, the former vice president of the Anchorage Taco Bell of Alaska, was quoted in the story saying that staffing in Juneau, quote, has always been a challenge. Now, Bryson says the demand for fast food in Juneau hasn't gone away, but running a restaurant in Juneau often just doesn't pencil out.
I wish I had a dollar for every person that asked me to open up Taco Bell again here in town. I would have had enough money to do it.
In the meantime, you can always head to El Sombrero or Marisol to get your taco fix. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson.